Well, Ricky, a little bit different to Saturday. They started at a pace. We seemed a little bit off the pace a little bit early on, but we got back in it. What do you make of it?
Yeah, no, I think exactly that. We gave them a little bit too much time on the ball, a little bit too much space in the opening 5 minutes, and we were unfortunately very deep and just couldn't find a way of getting out. And you know, we were hoping that something within that period just kicked us into gear, and unfortunately it was them scoring, wasn't it? But you know, it was preventable. That's the frustrating thing. It was a drop cross from the goalkeeper, not cleared properly, recross, and then a good header from the centre forward. But that's the difference, you know. Welcome to this level of football. If you make half mistakes, as we saw on Saturday, again not clearing the ball properly, recross, goal. Tonight, drop cross, not cleared our lines properly, recross, goal. So it just goes to show that there's something we've learnt over the last two games, is that if you make those small errors, you are going to get punished. And like you said, I think then we had a 20-minute spell where we were really good on the front foot. We created two really good chances with Maka and Higo, both inches away. Yeah. Two good crosses from Ben Seymour, Chauvin and Josh Dorkin, that were just dying to be put into the net in around the 6-yard box, and we just couldn't quite get on the end of it. And had one of those gone in, it could have been a different game. And yeah. We said at half-time we just needed to continue to be positive, try and tidy up our short passing in possession, stop keep giving the ball away, or more importantly, misplacing passes, because that was contributing to us coming under some pressure on the counter-attack with their pace up front and in wide areas. And then we just said we needed to stay in the game, and then it was a dubious decision for the free kick. No one actually quite knows what the referee saw, but gave the free kick, and then we didn't defend it properly, and the lad coming at the back post with almost a free header, and then we're up against it, and we huffed and we puffed, and we made some changes and to try and get back into the game, and unfortunately we just couldn't get that goal. You know, block shots and got ball into their 18-yard box, but just nothing really fell for us. And
bold change, mate. You went three at the back.
Yeah.
That ambitious.
Yeah. Well, we did it in pre-season, and it worked. You know, we've got three very good centre-halves, and we just wanted to try and get another player in an attacking position, and that was what we felt was best to do. But I thought I'm not too disappointed with our performance. I thought that we matched them. I thought they're a very, very good side. They've got a lot of good players. They're big and strong. They're a real handful from set plays and corners, free kicks, and they are, you know, relatively direct with the quick boy, and that they, you know, they're a good side, and I don't think there's any harm in coming away contributing to the game in the way that we did. I said to the players, we've got to get used to this feeling, because it's, you know, we didn't feel it too many times last year, but there's going to be a few more times this year where we come and don't get anything from games, and don't get too high off your wins, don't get too low off your defeats, and we just need to make sure we stick together, and we don't, you know, start going within ourselves and lose confidence, because we are a good side, and I think we showed that at times tonight. And we'll now dust ourselves down and train Thursday, and then make the trip to Cinderford, which looks like off the back of their result tonight, it's going to be a really difficult place to go as well. Mm. So we'll make sure we're ready and go there and try and get our first win of the season.
That's it. Everyone's a tough one in this league, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can't target any games. You know, you just don't know what's going to happen. I think everybody on any given game can beat anybody else, and we just have to make sure that we stay positive, we stick to what we believe in, play how we want the players to play, and I think we'll be competitive. We were competitive tonight, even though we come away with a 2-0 defeat. I still thought we played well, and there's a lot of positives to take from the game. And like I said, we'll train Thursday and we'll be ready for Saturday.
Okay, mate. Thank you very much.
Cheers.